Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
Welcome to The B Word, the podcast for women in real estate who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own path, disown the things getting in the way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you had to overcome along the way. If you're ready to stop playing small and take action in your professional life, this is the place for you. It's September 6th and Labor Day is officially behind us, which some people will tell you means you can't wear white anymore. I don't know about you, but I kind of ignore that. The most exciting thing to me about Labor Day being over is that fall is here. And that means a good pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks. Now, if you just heard me say pumpkin spice latte and immediately started thinking about ordering one yourself, come back to me because I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying here. We just finished up in the B Word, a series on niches. And so I want you to really think about the fact that Starbucks has got this dialed in, folks. They are so dialed in that they know that their brand is coffee. They understand that they are looking for the person who will spend more money than average on a cup of joe, and they have identified several ideal client avatars within their brand, one of which is someone like me that loves a good pumpkin spice latte. And they market specifically to those people when they bring out a product that's only available at certain times of the year. And here's what I love about what they've done. Although it can sometimes get a little bit annoying, I admit. When they've got a product like a pumpkin spice latte that they know consumers love, they know people like me are like waiting in line for, what we have seen is that brands like that start pushing that product out earlier and earlier and earlier. This year, pumpkin spice latte actually dropped on August 31st, which was last Tuesday. And if you are listening to this anytime around when the podcast actually airs, you can bet your bottom dollar I have had at least six tall pumpkin spice lattes by now because I will take full advantage of the fact that they're in the Starbucks and I can only get them for a certain number of months in the year. Disney has also done this. They have taken things like special events, Mickey's Halloween, not so scary Halloween party. And while that is a special thing they used to do only the month of October when it seemed relevant, now you can actually attend special nights in the Magic Kingdom that does the not so scary Halloween party all the way beginning at the end of August. So they have taken something that once again is a limited exposure and they keep pushing it out in the calendar because they know that they have those ideal clients, that specific niche of their following that will come and come early just to get that product. You can actually do this too as a real estate agent, folks. You can take your ideal client avatar and you can look at the niche that you serve and you can begin to create promotions, products, events, ways to really dive into your niche around the stuff that those people like, and you don't have to keep it to the relevant season of time. So if your niche is, for instance, teachers, do not think that you have to create stuff just around the beginning of school when teachers go back into the classroom. You may want to create an event for the teachers in the middle of summer when they have time on their hands to come attend your event. You may want to do a Stock the Teachers Lounge promotion throughout your entire database to help gather up the crayons and the markers and the graph papers and the other things the teachers need in their classrooms. Heck, you may want to do that in May because the people that is in your database that love what you do, that really support the teachers, They're going to support you no matter when you do it, and it doesn't have to be at the relevant season of the year, aka stocking the school system doesn't have to happen in September. You could do it in May. Since I started this episode talking all about the pumpkin spice latte, I wanted to also let you guys in on a little secret sauce to my business success. I used to implement something called the three C's. It was the Coke, as in a Coca-Cola, a coffee, or a cocktail. And I dialed that system in when working with my referral partners to where every single week I was meeting one of those partners for either a cup of coffee, a lunch meeting with a, you know, good Coca-Cola, because I'm in the South and that's what we drink down here, or I'd meet them up for happy hour and have a cocktail of their choice. And I really knew and understood for all of those referral partners what time of day worked best for them to meet up, what they enjoyed meeting up for the most, and I was really careful to never actually talk real estate when I met with them. I wanted them to know, as a referral partner in my world, that they were an important relationship to me and that they mattered as a person, not as a transaction. And I am telling you that budgeting in the cost of those coffees into my P&L every single quarter made a world of difference in my business because I made sure to put them on the calendar. They were a very treasured time for me. And I cannot even begin to tell you really how many referral deals that one simple act resulted for myself and my team. So since I want to have a great relationship with you, my listening audience, I am going to offer a little bit of a virtual coffee chat. If you will text the word pumpkin to me at 678-968-7740, I am going to select 4 people out of the first 100 that text me the word pumpkin, and I'm actually going to text you back a Starbucks gift card. Because while I love a good Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, I also love a good boutique cup of coffee from a boutique coffee place. Starbucks is nationally known, and they are the easiest thing for you to get to. So text the word pumpkin to 678-968-7740. You may get a coffee on me. And just to get you excited, I'm going to let you listen in to a reel that I have been playing on repeat by the Holderness family. If you don't follow them already on Instagram or Facebook, you really should. But this one's the one you got to play on repeat too.
It's not yet September, and it's warm till November, but it's here on Tuesday. Pumpkin spice latte.
And on that note, I'll see you guys here. You know where to find me. Next Tuesday and Thursday, same time, same place.